3 days of torrential rainfall on Prince of Wales Island has caused minor flooding, damaging Kaufman Cove's fish weir and a nearby Forest Service road. 10 inches of rain fell between Thursday and Sunday.
We're not prepared for such a large volume of water.
Misty Fitzpatrick works for the city of Kaufman Cove, a town of about 200 residents on the northeastern part of the island. She says the fish weir at Kaufman Creek, a few miles out of town, fell apart. The city is co-owner of the weir, and at this point, the damage is still being assessed. She says workers were recovering parts on Monday.
We usually actually remove that weir on September 1st, but we didn't quite make it to September 1st. The rains a couple days ago removed it for us, so we're going to be picking up those pieces and putting them back together.
The weir raises king salmon, which are later released. Luckily, the damage shouldn't affect any fish, since this year's return was over, according to Fitzpatrick. The heavy rain has also damaged one of the nearby Forest Service roads. A large ditch eroded across Sandy Beach Road about 8 miles south of Kaufman Cove. The road leads to a recreational area at Luck Lake. Rochelle Huddleston Lorton is the district ranger for the area. She says it's a common problem with roads on the island.
In places where we don't normally see that kind of flow coming off of the hillsides, the culverts got full, and when they fill, they overflow, and then the water gets onto the roads. And so from that point, the roads start to, the water digs little rivulets into the road, and then those get bigger and bigger.
Huddleston Lorton says the erosion on Sandy Beach was 4 feet deep and 4 feet wide. Fitzpatrick had heard it was 8 feet deep. Either way, the road will likely remain closed for a few weeks until it can be repaired. But that will be considered a temporary fix. That particular location is susceptible to erosion, so the Forest Service will consider constructing a bridge there if they can get the funding.
It's a pretty important road in that it provides direct access from Thorn Bay to Kaufman Cove up the water side of the island. There is a paved road that goes around into Kaufman Cove from the other side. So people who were wanting to go up to Luck Lake Recreation Area or Eagle Creek to go fishing would actually have to go around to Kaufman Cove and come in from the other side. So it's not super critical in terms of, you know, people's daily commute or access to work or to town, but it's important from a recreation and a subsistence standpoint.
Huddleston Lorton says the heavy rainfall also damaged other Forest Service roads in the area. There are some downed trees as well. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.